All right, everybody worldwide, you're now tuned into Motivation and Confidence, and I'm your host, Tom Danger. Back this week with a new episode. With a new episode. And this week we're going to talk about, from a confidence level and a motivation level, fitness. Right? So a lot of times, and I think this is like the best time to talk about it, because we're in November and the holidays are about to hit us, and we're going to get our eat on and we're going to throw down and everything, and we're going to eat all this food over the holidays, and then we're going to come January or New Year's, we're going to say, new year, new me, right? And everybody's going to run to the gym, you're going to get your memberships, and you're going to go for that first 2 weeks, and then the weather's going to get a little ugly and nasty, and then you're going to decide, like, you know, I'm not going to go anymore, right? Let's get the fail sound. That's pretty bad. But when you think about it, if you start now and do things in moderation, you can save yourself some money come January, because you won't waste your money on a gym membership, you know? And this is just real brief. I had been diagnosed with high blood pressure about 6 years ago now, right? And I had to think of a way to keep my blood pressure low, and one way was just exercising. So without going crazy, my wife and I, we just decided to go for walks. Then we would do like a 30-minute walk, hour walk. First started out on the weekends, then we started doing it after dinner, and then it transformed into a whole different lifestyle, right? Key word, lifestyle, not a diet, right? Because if you think of a diet, and hate to sound redundant, but a diet is temporary, right? You have a prom coming up, a reunion. How old are we here? You have a reunion coming up, or you have some sort of special event and you want to fit into that outfit, especially ladies, you know, you want to get into that dress. You're going to do the cabbage soup diet. You're going to do the, what's another one? You know, you're going to juice for a couple of days. You're going to try and fast. You're going to do all this fancy stuff, and it will work. I don't doubt that it will not work. It will work. You will drop that 10 pounds that you're looking for. And you will fit into that dress. And you may appear and look the way that you want to look temporarily. Which is a very good segue. Because you know when you drop that weight, all of a sudden what happens? You feel better about yourself. You feel good. Like you set a goal. You went for it. You set it. Now you're looking good in that dress. People are complimenting you. And your confidence automatically goes up. You step in that room, you feel motivated. You're ready to show everybody how you look and what you've been doing. Like, look at me now, you know. Now, that goal that you set shouldn't be just for that weekend, just to show, you know, your friends or family members. That should be your lifestyle. Every day you step out your crib, you want people to go, wow, you got it going on.
You're really one-sided right now. Because you're talking about women, but you're not talking about the men.
You know, I'm recording live, and I have no problem with you interjecting, because there is a female audience, and I only said that because most women do the quick fix, right? Let's be honest. The women do the quick fix because when they get around the girls, they want to be like, I got it going on. Guys, you get older, you're a little bit more set in your ways, right? As long as my suit can fit, I'm rocking it. I'm not really concerned about the way other guys are looking at me when I got my suit on, right? However, from a competitive standpoint, if you're in the gym or if you're exercising and you see another guy exercising, and here's another great point, right? You know, I'll post pictures on Instagram. Look at me. I'm running. I'm doing this. Next week, what you see? You see another guy that we know posting their pictures, right? Next week, what do you see? Two or three more guys posting their pictures. Next week, what do you see? More people posting their pictures. And it's great that in that case, social media, we can motivate each other to do something good. You know, hopefully it's not a temporary thing just because you see one person doing it this week and you want to try to go hard for a month and then, you know, after that, you right back to your regular routines. So all I'm saying is, in order to boost your confidence and stay motivated, make little changes. Don't try to do dramatic changes. We're not telling you to give up your junk food. We're not telling you to stop drinking. We're not telling you to stop being a couch potato, right? If that's what you want to do, hey, do you. Just remember, there is an end result if you keep doing that same thing day in and day out, right? An example. Easy one is like just cut down on the fried foods. Real simple. If you want to have fried foods once a week, your Friday or Saturday, go for it. But the rest of the week, do it steam, do it grill. Limit your portions, you know. Break your meals up into smaller meals so that you're not starving by the time you sit down and you just eat everything that's in sight. You know what I mean? You have your little cocktails or whatever, like don't mix it with juice. Don't mix it with soda. You know, we like to use Trop 50 or even mix it with Crystal Light or a zero-calorie seltzer or something like that, you know. Keep it into limits and do it in moderation. Like I said, walking is really good. There's plenty of videos on YouTube that you can watch. Just do something light, like start out with one day of the week. Just do an exercise routine, 10, 15 minutes, whatever you like. Do the things that you like. Don't do it because you see somebody else is doing that. They going hard and they doing that P90X and they in the gym 6 days a week and they running X amount. Don't do that. Try different things out and find out what you like. And when you find out what you like, just stick to the routine. Simply put, it's all about limiting what you put in your body and keeping your body in motion so that between the two, it balances. Everything just stays in motion. And that's all you got to do. Now, I'm interested to hear some of the things that you come up with. I don't want to do a 30-day challenge. I want to do a one-day challenge. I want you to take one day and see if you can get up in the morning and push yourself to exercise. One day to see if you can just modify the way that you eat and just cut back on something, you know. And then next week, like, check in with us. Like, hit us up on the podcast. Like, email us. Let us know, like, yo, Tom, like, this is what we tried out. This is what I did, you know. I just want to, you know, give a shout out to myself for even trying, you know, because that's what it's all about. It's just about trying it. And once you try it, then it's like riding a bike with training wheels. And you ride it a little further and you take off one training wheel and you take off the other training wheel and you ride with no wheels and you're going for it and you're doing your thing. That's all we're saying. And keep that confidence up and stay motivated. And like we always do, until next week, you've been listening to Tom Danger, Motivation and Confidence, where we help you do your very best. And again, you can also hit us up on social media. And I remember to put the things in the comments. And if you have any other subjects that you'd like for us to talk about, let us know.